here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast. This is Bambi.
Bams. This is Geneva. Hi, friends. Listen, if you're not in obsessed with Molly Mae and Tommy from Love Island UK like we are, then you're like, why did you say Bambi? They named their child Bambi. I can't get over this. I saw Bambi in a Q&A.
The mom dies. Like, do you want to die, Molly?
I like a month ago. A
fun story.
She put up, like, somebody asked, like, ooh, do you have a name?
I saw
like,
that.
I do have a name, and it's always been this name.
I saw that.
You saw that too?
I think she married someone that gets hit in the head a lot. I know. I know. I was like, this name better be good. I mean, it's cute. I guess she's probably going to grow up and be a little hooker, but
it's not cute. It is a horrible name for it, for a baby. It is terrible for a human being.
Bambi.
Bambi. Bam, bam.
For life?
I can't. Bams. It's the, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. It might be the worst celebrity name ever.
I think Ocean is worse. For some reason, Ocean bothers me. The name Ocean for, it's not Bambi. A name of a, yeah, at least Bambi's a name. Ocean is very narcissistic to me. Like, I don't know. Ocean is not a name.
Do you feel that I way guess about River? Summer?
No, I think Summer's adorable, and every little girl named Summer's cute.
Interesting. Okay.
Summer's okay. Ocean, to me, is not a name, but I guess I get used to it. But people name their kids Ocean. See, River, to me, is okay. It's an acceptable name for some reason.
Okay.
Very popular.
Look at your quality.
What name tops Bambi for you? Bambi's it.
I think Bambi's, it's unbelievable to me as a choice for a child.
It's unbelievable. It is.
It's unbelievable.
And it's a terrible story.
She's had this name for years. This is the name? Bambi?
I'm not surprised. She's such an idiot. It makes me think less of both of them, honestly.
I know, but I love them. So I want to like,
positive, it takes away a little bit of the love. Okay. Now he's out. She's with the baby. She's out. He's out running 5 miles. It's like, who's the, I guess, you know, she's got her mom and sister or whatever, but now he's got this huge fight that he better win. Now, do you think that little Bambi is going to help him win? Does he fight for Bambi or, you know, Paul, I forget. I should know their names. Whatever. The Paul brothers, one of them's fighting Tommy.
Yeah.
And Jake, it's going to be a big, whoever, huge fight. Yeah. He put on the Instagram. Oh, just in time to watch daddy get knocked out, which I can love. That's hilarious. But I wonder, is he distracted? Is he not trained? Is he tired? Does Bambi ruin the fight for him, or does he win for Bambi?
You know, it's right. This isn't,
I feel like Molly's a good mom.
Or yeah, I think they'll be good parents. I just can't get
back. But just even having him around, having this baby interfere with training is just, I guess you're the man. You're not even involved, especially the first month.
I mean, he's not Floyd Mayweather, you know.
Yeah. But this is a big fight. He has to prove he's a winner.
Or big fight. Big
especially
fight.
With his, I'm interested.
I won't watch it, but I'll root for him from afar.
I'm not going to watch it. I don't like watching people get hit.
No, it's boxing's uncomfortable.
Especially girl boxers. It's another breed. Bambi's going to be in the MMA of girls. I love gambling on it. It's so much fun on DraftKings MMA gambling.
I can't.
But Bambi.
Before we get into it, I put up a tweet on Twitter. I hope you noticed this, that V has.
Yeah, that's what I picked a tweet from last week. Someone said that, but okay. I'm glad that you. Yeah.
Yeah, so I put up like she has an I am Groot tattoo. What a commitment. She responded
she
was like
good.
Did you see she responded? She was like, LOL, I'm a Marvel fan. And like she was repping for it. So I mean, good for her.
Oh, he's a good character. That's Marvel, huh? It's better than Disney putting a Disney character on your body.
I think it's worse.
I'm joking. I know.
Disney's here to stay.
Tattoos all around. Groot,
institutional,
nothing like, against tattoos known. But
yeah, all right, let's start with
I you know.
Okay, let me tell you.
Okay.
This is how I feel about this. It's taken.
Taking a turn.
It's taken a turn to disturbing, and it's gone fast.
The mom
is to blame. The mom is a sick perpetrator of this behavior. This episode, you realize the mom is part of the problem, right? They weren't going and buying two identical babies, becoming obsessed. She brought that energy to them. And now we're seeing them go off the deep end, and it made me uncomfortable.
Be careful. Something's going to pop out of the box. It's fun to just watch them do anything, just that they have to half and half slice the box open. And
it's hilarious.
Those dolls should not be made.
I mean, it's like the dolls they used on Love Island for the experiment. It's that kind of doll.
Right. But those, I don't know if these ones are making noise or anything. These are just like the lifeless dolls. That it's like the thing when your baby's sleeping and you have to make sure that it's breathing and its eyes, like when a baby does look like it's passed away, but then you're like, holy shit. And your heart stops for a minute. God, my kids are 8 years old. I still check them for breathing. Like, I just get so scared.
God, you're nuts. I put them in there. I don't look again until the morning. I hope for the best.
Good for you. Wow. Warner's 8 years old. I'm putting my hand on his his stomach. Oh, I get so scared. I don't know why.
You can just see them over the course of just this episode go from like, what is this, mom? Yeah. This is weird, to like, you got to play with them and you got to make sure they're okay. You know, like they're transforming.
They can't have children.
No.
I'm trying to find I want to give credit to the person who reached out to us, our friend. But she made a very good point. What if one of them had a C-section? Would they force the doctor or like somehow pay off a doctor to give the other one a C-section just to open them up? You know, if they were to do double, it's just sick.
I don't think they have the capability of embarking on an experience like pregnancy
Julie. Right.
Like they don't have the ability to do that. It would break them. And that's what this made me realize. Like, they don't have the ability. Like, if one pregnancy ends 2 months early, I don't know what they would do, to your point. To her point, it could be terrifying what they would be willing to do. So
they
should have kids.
You and your best friend got pregnant pretty much their dream. Right. Anna and Lucy's dream. That's probably as good as they could get. Your kids are 2 weeks separate. Right. Anything could go haywire.
Experience splits, right? Like,
right.
I gave birth alone. You know, like just shit happens with kids that you can't predict. So it's like they need to either adopt. They just can't. I don't think this is.
And I judge Ben. And Ben goes off to his normal world and comes home. They're showering. I mean, and you can't just put a baby on a pillow at any age in the middle of the floor. It's not the way it works.
I just loved, though, that he clicked right in. At first, he's like, why are there dolls on the floor? And then he's carrying them around and having them play fight with each other. I was dying laughing.
He's such a guy.
He snapped right into. Eventually, he was just like, all right, we got to go with this shit show. I don't know what's
happening. He has them like smashing each other like they're real toys. And then they're laying down when they come back and they're like, oh, he's really taking care of them. Play with them.
It's like,
you can see how the mom has made them the way that they are.
Yes. The other thing is she calls.
It's creepy. They are creepy. Imagine seeing them in public.
Fascinating to creepy with the baby. And even the mom, she calls them girls the whole time. Like, oh, come on, girls. Look at these girls. Like, they're always grouped together and babied. And the way she was acting, like her, she's like, oh, this just, you guys, you're made for motherhood. It's like, what are you doing for them?
They're going to miss the biggest joy. They're sick. You should go to prison for what you've done to them. It's almost like a Munchausen. Your kids are struggling.
Yeah. And you're bringing in a baby doll to just fuck them up more. It's crazy.
What happens if The Last of Us, what if they were the rulers of the new world? Or anything. I mean, and what happens if one dies?
I don't know. The other one would
die. Their life would be over.
People that were married for 80 years, like they would die the next day, just like naturally.
Yeah. They jump in front of a bus, you wouldn't even think about it. Not to be funny, I just think that's how insane
that's
it
what I'm
is
saying. Like, one way or another, they would both go quickly.
It's I don't know, it is terrifying to watch them. they're so fascinating. It's really interesting, but it's also they won't have kids.
And
right.
Not.
Julie said that one of them desperately does want one more than the other. And I think she's right.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that other one's tainting the water more. Maybe she went and got a vasectomy with Ben.
There's just it's not gonna work. And there's a sick Ben's hair. Mom shouldn't have done this. It was very irresponsible to like put them in this situation.
I feel like it's part of the show, but it also there must be that are they that good at acting where the mom's like, "Hello, girls, come get the box, open up the box."
She could have been a former actress. I could see that.
Those dolls are freaky,
creepy. You know,
and it said, "I wish I didn't see this." Lizzie from Love After Lockup, her daughter was pregnant and the baby passed away. I think she was born stillborn, and the pictures on Instagram, it's like, I try not to see pictures like that, you know, and most people, if I do come across a sad post, they don't really post the baby's face if it's passed away, which it's to their own prerogative, but now it's in my brain. It's not going to leave for weeks. And that's what the babies look like with their eyes shut and shit like that. Like that's so creepy to me.
Time to watch King of Queens.
Not that the baby's passed away is creepy. Yeah. I got to go get some Doug Heffernan in me.
Right.
Tyler called me his little Doug Heffernan the other day, and I'm still pissed off about it.
I don't even know
fucking
who that
asshole.
Is. It's a King of Queens.
Doug Heffernan is king. Yeah, because Doug is super. Doug was like, he's supposed to be this fat guy who's got Leah Remini, who's this little skinny little thing who runs her mouth. But looking back in today's world, Doug is pretty much a hot little piece. He's not that heavy as he once thought.
I don't know what made me think of this when you said like the hot little piece. I watched Jersey last night. We got the premiere early. We'll talk about it. I love the new housewife, the blonde one. Obsessed with her. I think
she's a great addition. The dark haired one who's best friends with Melissa is gonna be a flop. She could just go to the wayside. They should have had Jackie in her place. I mean, Jackie says she left on her own volition, but I don't believe it.
The blonde, she's great.
We'll get into this, but
okay.
Sorry, everyone. I have to ask Geneva, do you think Jen and Dolores are putting that on fake?
No.
Okay. It almost makes me not like Dolores.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Because Jen is nuts. All right.
Save your thoughts.
But it's great. It was a fun episode, right?
It was great. Yeah. I was like, we're back.
And what'd you think about Summer House?
No, I haven't watched Summer House yet. I will.
Wait till you see Carl's eyes. He seems like he's a robot.
Okay.
Or he's just not there. I'm excited.
We're back.
Two good shows. I watched 2 seconds of Vanderpump Rules. I don't think I can do it. There's no way that.
Say less.
I mean, maybe it'll be good, but it's terrible. It starts with Raquel. I'm sorry, Raquel. You might be a nice girl and all, but I'd rather watch my garbage man pick garbage up all day and see how he maneuvers the little hooks. I don't want to see that.
You're one of those 3-year-olds obsessed with watching garbage.
Yeah. Books. I mean, come on.
All right. Let's get back.
Oh, and my other, hold on. On another thing.
Yes.
Did you watch You People?
Yes, I did. And so this weekend when we record,
you hate
we'll
it
talk
like
about
some
that.
People. Okay.
I
what would you
love
give
it? And the more I think about it, the more I dislike
it. Oh, I thought it was cute. Okay. I thought it was a fun movie. Some people hate it. Some people love it. I had people come at me like, it was boring. I'm like, well, it made me laugh. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I thought of it.
Jonah Hill's hair was disgusting.
Oh, Jonah Hill looks horrible. I thought it was like two movies. Like it was trying to almost be like a little deeper than your average, like rom-com. Like they were dealing with real shit. They had some real conversations. And then they just diverted into like, back to like
it
a
did
normal
start
romantic
really sharp yeah
it mm-hmm. started sharper and I feel like if they stuck with that
that's
like
what people
actually
said
made like a profound movie or just about something it would have been good.
I know,
but the fact that they went from like we're breaking up forever to like
that's I know then they're in this
in
right I know I know I know
married,
I know
it was like come I know on. So that was
and
my issue. But
that's what I said
I
to Tyler
it.
We were watching it, I'm like, okay, well, when is this gonna you knew exactly what was gonna happen,
right?
It cheapened it, but I did think it was cute
to just do something else, or even just show like
I agree with
you. Give us a year montage of time passing, and,
right?
Like, how you guys got back to a wedding, you know?
Right.
I thought
it's
it was
not Bride Wars.
I like Jonah Hill.
Right.
I support like what he
there
writes.
There were some funny
chuckles.
Does,
so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy was great. Never.
I like that Eddie Murphy was on board with it because
yeah,
he is so fun. You got to watch Daddy Daycare now.
You'll love it. Yeah, I will. I'll watch it in the archives.
He doesn't look any older. He's a brilliant actor.
He's like in his 60s. He looks fucking unbelievable.
And yeah. Nia Long, is that her, right? Is that my I love her.
Yep. She looks great.
Lauren too. London, adorable.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah, it was good cast.
Tyler's like, she could get Jonah Hill in real life. And I'm like, she couldn't get Jonah Hill in real life. She's so cute. Blah, blah. I was like flipping out through the whole thing just because I really think she's cute, but
he's a grease ball. He looked really greasy.
Hair. What should his hair look horrible. Like? Not that, right?
Just a normal dark, like Jewish fro. Just give us like normal curls.
When he came, died when they came down and David Duchovny was playing John Legend for her, that's the hardest I've laughed in a long time. I just thought it was really funny.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It had Julia Louis
Dreyfus
shit the bed.
Was a good pick for that role because you could hate that person really easily. Yeah. If it, you forget, you start to hate her. You forget that she's who she
just
is.
Like Veep. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Here we go. Jess and Christina are friends. We interviewed them. For those of you who may be joining us for the first time, you can go back to the archives, look up Extreme Sisters interview with Jess and Christina.
I like Jess. Which one's pregnant? Jess is
through and through. Christina.
Okay. I can tell them apart.
Yes.
Like their kindergarten teacher.
Yeah. Jess is, when we interviewed her, I had the same energy, which is like, she's just a little... She's intense. She's the more intense one.
She's funny.
She's going to be driving the crazy behavior. She's the, she's the, central one.
I'm worried for them.
I am too.
They need to find a man who finds their relationship funny. John needs to be 10 years older, in my opinion. Yes. Not anything against them, but I think I'm happy that it worked out and he's taking care of them and she's happy, but their relationship is funny. It's sweet. I mean, a man should not be so crazy about it. Just let her sit there in the freaking.
I guess like you have to be kind of weird to be like cool with like a threesome as a marriage. Like that's really what Jessica wants, right? She wants to be fully involved in everything. True. A lot of people are going to have a problem with that, like a lot. And so you have to find, like we always say, you got to find your freak. You got to find somebody who wants to almost have a throuple, not sexually, but like emotionally.
That's how does it get that far to marriage? Right. It broke my heart that she wasn't at the wedding.
Sad.
And that she called her sister. That was savage.
Texted her to be the backup witness. That shit's hilarious.
That was hard. That was rip her heart out and throw it on the ground. That was a sisterly move.
Also, like, fuck off. You don't have any other options? You're going to, like, I'm not invited.
You can't
now
pick
I'm
her. You got to get the 7-Eleven cashier at this point.
It's wild. Yeah, I am not. I think John is very young, to your point. I think he doesn't understand it. He wants no parts of it. And like, she'll ultimately pick him over Jess. That's my concern.
I think so too.
Because there's a kind of coldness there where it's like, it seemed like they just brushed it under the rug when she found out she was pregnant. So they didn't actually talk about anything or deal with like the core of the issue. So it's just going to resurface, which it looks like.
Get John in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or if they need to maybe give Jess more boundaries that she can be around. I think it would help if Christina would speak up and say, this is the way it's going to be. Maybe Jessica would deal with it better. Not coming from John.
Yes. When she was like, sister, husband, he was like, husband, sister.
Kelly Ben Simone.
They're not just
sisters. If you're rubbing vaginas on someone's back and you're in there with talking about tampons and period blood in the bathtub, it's beyond sisterhood.
Yeah, I want no parts of it. The difference, right? V, for example, in the face of the husband saying, fuck off, this is my choice and you're either with it or not. That's really what Christina needs to do to get John to just either come on board or fuck off.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Or you
and she doesn't want to go that far. Right.
Right.
Or get some real counseling to like, I think there could be a happy medium, but John, I don't want to say he's too young. I feel bad, but I think if it was a different, I don't know. It's just, there's so much time in the day. You should be happy. Your wife is occupied a little bit with her sister.
Right?
I just feel bad. The mom's passed away, and
I know.
Poor Jessica. Now, my question is, when they had the previous relationships, how is the relationship with John and the other ex-husband? How did it end with them? Is it the same path? And Christina doesn't want to ruin the relationship because of maybe that's why it ended before. I don't know if we asked them why they're, and then why, and Jessica has a kid, right?
I think so.
How did their relationships work in the past? Or has it always been, you know, has there ever been a time where they didn't speak? And
I don't know. Questions for our follow-up.
It's too bad. I worry. I don't know. Because John's intense. Now, yeah. Would you care about the ultrasound? What would you say? Is it that big a deal? And then Jessica makes me laugh, though. Like, you can do the first haircut. She's like, I thought you were, she doesn't know when to quit. I thought you were not going to cut his hair and he's going to have a man bun. This baby's not even here yet. You're talking about a man bun?
I know. That was great. I don't give a fuck about any of this. Like, if you want to come, come. I like, what is this? A sacred experience? You're in there with like some ultrasound tech who doesn't know your right. name. There's already like, right. it's not a sacred experience. I don't know. Personally. Whatever.
When I was pregnant, I'm surprised I wasn't more nuts about going to the big ultrasound. I never was that nervous as I was later doing different specific ultrasounds. Maybe when you're pregnant, it's like so overwhelming that you're just trying to get through the day. Like, I don't know. It's
your
weird.
Body just coping. Yeah, I think so.
Your brain is like numb.
Yeah.
It'll all be right. interesting.
Well, we'll see what happens with them.
I feel like she hid that.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
Pregnancy. I didn't see her pregnant on Instagram.
Well, good for her. She's like a celebrity. All right. Randy and Jordan ring shopping.
Randy.
Okay. Line of the episode for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just saw your text message. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
See, I don't see your text messages. What the hell?
Yeah. Why am I blocked? when they're shopping for the rings, whatever, and she finally like, I don't know, somehow bamboozles him into that. And he's like, listen, I spent way more than I wanted to, and I may go throw up in the parking lot. The way he said it was just like, he was so blunt about it. It was hilarious. I don't understand how that happened there. Like, is this fake? Are we watching a fake one?
I think that was fake, but it felt fake. It's real. It's fake, but it's real. Yeah. And I hate them. I hate her. She's going to ruin her sister's life. This guy should, he doesn't care about his brother like they do. He's going to disappear and he should get the hell out of there. That's how men go stick their dicks where it doesn't belong. He's going to go do something bad.
Year and a half. She's acting like it's been 1,000 years. They've been together. It's like, it's Robin and Juan Dixon. She's waiting for the second wedding. It's like, you guys have barely been together. And half the time you've been obsessed and like in bed with your sister. It's just, what do you want from this man? I don't get it.
And how does he have 30 grand to drop on a ring? And you're setting your sister up for financial hardship. If, you know, they got to pay for a wedding and you're going to want all the bells and whistles. Cause she looks at him. She deserves it. She's a real nut.
She is. That's,
you can have a payment plan. $30,000 should not be spent on a stupid wedding ring.
Unless you have the money to, and you're even walking in there, and that's your budget. He pushed the budget up.
Who can spend 15, 30 grand on a wedding ring?
25 grand. You know,
that's like, sick. What? Imagine what you could do. I guess, I don't know. I'm probably just poor. Then, you know, people say that they come to America and they see these big wedding rings and they're just like, like Canadians or someone, the example was Canadians coming over, maybe at somewhere shopping in New York. I don't know. And how they notice how women have these extreme wedding rings. And it's really not like that everywhere else in the world. Do you notice? Have you ever heard that before?
You know, I'll pay attention. I haven't like taken a look really when I'm traveling at people's rings, but I could see that.
You know, weddings and rings and like people,
the wedding obsession,
it's gone into a nuts thing.
Yeah, definitely. It's like fake. Yeah. It's all,
and baby products.
Oh yeah. $1 billion industry.
And like sleep, putting your baby to sleep. It, people get nuts over it.
Oh yeah. I was nuts. I printed out like a whole thing and made Dorian read it at night like a psychopath.
They stress parents out though.
And it didn't even work.
Yeah. Cause you know, it's just, it's hard.
Yeah. It's a mess. And every kid's sleep. So different. You know,
right?
Like they'll either sleep. They're honestly, to me, I feel like a human function, a good sleeper or not, and like it is what it is. You can try your best,
yeah.
Fucking manipulate them with a rocking machine and this and that. But
I got two crackheads. I got two easy kids are sleepers, and one who's gonna be up pacing the alleyways and gonna end up in jail because he'll look like a killer.
That's what I'm saying. They are who they are.
It is wild, isn't it? It is.
Yeah.
But they stress poor moms out.
You know what I liked is when he called Jordan the alpha twin, which I got me thinking, like, I think in twin dynamics, there is one who's always like,
I'm sure,
the boss, you know, the, even the other about twin these shows. It's,
yeah,
it's, there always is somebody that's just a little bit more dominant. And it's fascinating.
Who is it in Anna and Lucy? You can't tell.
It, I think it's the one on the left, always in the interviews. That's my.
And you see how they're sick when they combine their names for the baby name. That's what they would do.
What else would we name them?
Anna Luce. Oh God. This scene really bothered me.
Which one?
The ring scene.
Ring. Yeah, it was annoying.
Because his face looked so uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable. He said his original time frame, which is a reasonable, normal time frame, 2 to 3 years. Normal. No one's gonna fault you for dating someone 2 years before you get engaged.
The sister's gonna ruin it.
Yeah, I think so. He seemed drunk to me, kind of.
Oh, I didn't think so. I think he took to me. He seems
first, and then
to me, he seems severely like he hates her, and he does not want to be. And somehow he got wrangled into this from his girlfriend.
Yeah, you may be right.
I liked him. I like him more than a lot of. I don't even.
I do too.
I think it's fake. I don't think he bought her rings. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he needs to get the hell away from them. Jordan and Randy might murder them. It's wacky. There's something weird in her eyes. And that blonde hair, you're right with the hair color. I didn't notice it till you guys said something.
White. Yeah. Yeah. It's intense. All right. Let's see here. Ashley and V. We only got a little bit, but we got a lot. I can't get over the tattoo.
I think she's completely wrong. Yeah, the tattoo is wrong. And the way she's treating her husband, whatever.
It's so disrespectful.
Is wrong.
Like, I understand that this is, I am obviously a feminist. Your body, your choice. I get it, girl. Like, you feel like you want to do something. There is a way to approach it to build buy-in from your partner. And this is not it, right? Telling
at
him
20
in front
years.
Of your 10 kids that you've just made this decision by yourself. Like, being pregnant, you don't just like, It affects
those kids
everybody
like,
around you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. 16-year-old boys
decision.
Are like, mom's crazy. We're out of here. They're like, they don't even give a shit. You know?
I love when they got up. They're like, all right. Well, all right. They just walked off. It's like.
He handled it really well. I mean, I thought he was funny with the, I don't want another man's DNA in my woman. That
was hilarious.
Hilarious.
It's such a man argument.
But the further he went, he didn't get crazy.
No,
he just seemed hurt. And like kind of worried and lost.
Yes. Because again, she didn't say shit to him until they're sitting at this table. It's wild.
It was wrong of her and cameras.
Yeah, 100%. I love when he's like, I don't know what
someone,
the fuck
you
all got going on. Like, I don't even know.
I'm in.
Serious. Like, it was just like, he's not in the loop. That's what disturbed him the most. Like, he felt like the two of them were in cahoots together.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And this is your baby. This is your baby. Like, he doesn't really understand it, but he didn't have time to understand it. But I felt bad for him because it seemed mean after a while. Because she imagine him doing something like that to her. It'd be like they saved up $100,000 and he just went and spent it all. And was like, I did it. Get over it. Move on. It was
right.
It was mean.
Like, there's a way again to talk to people about this kind of shit. You're married with somebody. You say, hey, listen. She got her entire fucking organs removed. She is my sister. I'd like to help her. This is what it looks like. This is what it involves. Let's talk about it. Right.
Yeah.
It's very different than like, well, I'm having a baby for Ashley. And it's like, I'm carrying her baby. And then it's like, what? you know,
and, answers, I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
And a conversation. It's like, fuck off.
I personally think she shouldn't do it. It's a big risk. You got so many kids. She doesn't need a baby. And go, here's a doll. You know, I don't know. Go find someone else. But personally, I would never be a surrogate for anyone because pregnancy is no joke. And these people who are surrogates and just pop kids out, like, you're not going to die. I mean,
you couldn't even pay me. No, just couldn't. There's no way. It's a horrible experience.
Like, it's crazy. It's nuts.
The only thing that keeps you going in some points of just being miserable is that this is your child coming. Not like I'm doing this for somebody else. At the end of this, I got to push this thing out and just leave. Seriously. My body's destroyed. No, thank you.
60K? No.
No.
I mean, I don't even know how much Kim Kardashian, some of those surrogates only get about that much money from an average bear.
No,
but if you get like a Kim K, or you get,
you need like $500,000.
They maybe get I bet you Kim K and them are getting like 150, 200, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's not enough.
No, it's not.
I need life changing money.
I need 20 grand a month that I'm pregnant.
Seriously. Yeah.
And maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe not. Yeah.
What if you have long lasting freaking health problems and you're stuck because Kim Kardashian needed that fourth baby?
Right. No. Yeah, that's the thing about this one too for me is like I'm obviously compassionate to infertility and all of those things.
Yeah,
you
I know I'm
two
coming
wonderful
off.
Children, and you're right. You're blessed, and unfortunately you had your organs taken. It is what it is. Your sister has had 10 children, and she's in her 40s. Like at a certain point, you're gambling, right?
Right.
Like, you just are with the odds.
I'm just a shell. No, you were. You're.
No, you're 10 a body.
Kids, you want to go through this again?
She must love it.
I felt
it,
really
obviously.
Bad. For the husband, he just seemed like after 20 years, he deserves a say. I really do.
He seemed like he got dropped down like from an alien ship and was like, what the fuck's going on around me? And who are all these people? What the fuck happened? Like, he just seemed so confused. I felt really bad for him. He was not in the loop at all.
I did. My heart goes out to the poor guy. I don't know. He seemed like she just was leaving. She it seems like he got dumped.
Yeah. Like, she really didn't give a fuck. Again, the thorough thread of all of these is that one or two of the sisters or whoever are perfectly fine with each other and nobody else, and they like somehow take these men with them on these horrible journeys.
Right,
like, just be with your sister, then you guys can live together.
And it's mean of the sister, after seeing that reaction of her family and her husband, the sister should bow out and say, you know what? I'm not going to put your family through this and risk your life being in turmoil.
100%. Like, you gotta step back. You're an asshole. Like, I don't know.
Go to the mall and steal a little baby. I don't know. Look,
I got another man's DNA inside their woman. That was hilarious.
I was at the trampoline park. This lady had a baby was 6 months old, a small baby on the small side. It could sit on its stomach and have its head up. The teenage sister is up on the chair. She has this baby on the dirty trampoline floor next to the trampolines. Kids are running wild. And I'm sitting there staring at her. She goes and tells the teenage daughter, watch the baby. The teenage daughter does not give a fuck what happens to this baby. She goes out in the parking lot with another kid, leaves this little baby. It could get its head smashed from a little kid that's not even paying attention.
Yeah.
It would be that little kid's fault. So I'm sitting there now. It's my responsibility to stare at this baby and watch its head get snapped off. And then after legitly probably 5 to 7 minutes of this kid being on its own in a dirty trampoline, first of all, get your fucking kid off the trampoline park floor. Okay. It's a brand new little baby. All right. This is not 1975 where you just smoked your way through pregnancy. We know better.
Right.
And then it could be how do you not know that someone could come trample on your fucking kid? And
that's
then
crazy.
She came and finally picked up the baby. And I'm like, all right, you know, it took everything inside me not to cuss her out, but you're a piece of shit mother. That's what I wanted to tell her. Wake the fuck up. You don't go out into the parking lot and leave your baby on the floor next to a fucking trampoline where there's little kids running all over. Your kid could get its spine stepped on.
I feel like
I wonder how the baby's alive this long.
Yeah, that's horrible. I hate seeing
that. Pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Don't have three kids. I know it's hard to control them, but carry the baby out to the parking lot. It was wild. Makes me
Lucy and Anna wouldn't do that to Lucille.
Yeah.
Whatever the kid's name is.
And to make this little kid who's on a cell phone at the trampoline park, first of all, get off the cell phone and go jump on a trampoline.
Yeah.
You lazy 13-year-old.
Man, I love it. Look at us. We're really transitioning from we're going into that get off my lawn stage of life where we got an opinion on everything and everybody.
If people don't keep
off
their kids safe, I got an issue.
Oh, 100%.
Everybody can parent different. But if you're leaving your poor little, first of all, your baby's in
crazy.
The dirt.
That's so irresponsible.
And then you're walking out. What's it take to put your baby in your arms? It's just crazy. The
See,
stupidity
when we're in the airport, I'm always like, Sterling, Dorian, keep Sterling close. Keep Sterling close. He's like, what are you worried about? I'm like, somebody could take him. He's like, somebody's going to take him in the airport with TSA. I'm like, shut up. You don't know. He's like, who wants this massive 3-year-old? I'm like, somebody. Like, it's like I'm going nuts. I'm like making him walk on my hip. Stay right here.
Yeah.
I just never know.
Or he could get lost and just don't know. Things could happen. He could slip. Someone could walk away with him calmly. They could stick something in his mouth and they can't see him.
Right.
And then they walk out the airport, put him in a car that just drives away and he's gone before you know it. I am totally on your side.
That's what I'm talking about. Yep. Abduction. I know. Oh, God.
Scary.
All right. Well, that's it, guys. Listen, Love Island UK is back. I've dived in first two episodes. We'll see. The girls are a little lackluster.
That takes some time.
I need the bombshells to come in.
We need Ekin Sue, right?
Yeah, we need Ekin. It'll get there, though. It usually takes a week.
I don't like the way
two.
They pick the couples at the beginning, too.
I don't either. Yeah.
I got an issue with that. Let them get to know each other first. Or maybe they do, but it seems like they put them and they make them pick real quick.
Yeah, no, they make them pick instantly.
There's got to be a different way.
It's their first. It's that kind of instinctual attraction pick.
We should let them get drunk more on Love Island, too, this season.
They should. Love Island UK recaps, Love After Lockup, Bravo. Lots of things to discuss, as always.
We love you Sorry, guys. I went on about imaginary people from the trampoline park. All right.
Love a good rant. We'll be back. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.